two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time, now 7:30.
It is 52 degrees.
And we've got a crash-free drive right now on great road conditions. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The coronavirus, in-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
The Washington Post is reporting this morning that the CDC is considering a recommendation for all Americans to wear masks in public. Discussions are taking place now. No final decision has been reached.
George Washington University Dr. James Phillips was asked on CNN whether a mask recommendation would be appropriate.
It makes logical sense that if everyone, including those who may be spreading the virus, was wearing that mask as sort of a shield over their face to prevent droplets from getting out into the air, that it would limit the transmission of the virus. Now, cloth masks are not recommended to try to prevent you from getting disease. That's been shown to not work. That's why we don't wear cloth masks in the hospital. I think the CDC and the federal government will end up coming out with a recommendation for people to wear masks, specifically to prevent droplet spread. I think that's coming.
Yeah.
Critics say a mask recommendation could lead to people taking social distancing less seriously.
One of the largest retailers in the world is taking even more steps to stop the spread of COVID-19.
We will be starting to take temperature checks of all of our associates as they come on the clock.
They're also offering face masks. The coronavirus. Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's John Wojcik. John?
Yeah, Amanda, a Walmart executive is promising voluntary masks for 1 million plus employees. And like you heard, implementing additional safety steps like worker temperature checks every time they clock in. Walmart Executive Vice President Dan Bartlett tells Fox News that they're starting these safety steps to hopefully keep everyone safe.
All of these things are important steps we can take to not only protect our associates, but also customers.
He says shoppers are not to come in crowds and just hang out, but rather get whatever few things they need and get out. And maybe most importantly, don't bring the whole family with you to go grocery shopping. Have one person do the physical shopping for an entire family. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Salt Lake County stay-at-home order means non-essential businesses like salons, theaters, gyms, and playgrounds must close. County Sheriff Rosie Rivera says her officers do have the power to enforce that order.
We are going to ask kindly for people to comply. We are going to give warnings. We are going to disperse groups. Anything we can to keep this in a situation where we don't have to write citations.
County residents are allowed to leave their homes to shop for groceries, pick up takeout food, exercise, and travel to work, but are not allowed to gather in groups.
You can hang on to your expired driver's license a little longer, and some free parking is opening up in downtown Salt Lake City. The coronavirus, KSL News Radio's Mary Richards continues our live team coverage. Mary?
Amanda, state officials say if your driver license expires, it can wait. Police will not be issuing any citations about that right now. The Utah Driver License Division says they will only process essential services these days, including replacing a lost card and CDL processes. Many things will be done just over the phone. And if you must go downtown, Salt Lake City parking meters will now be free with no time limit restrictions. The city will even dismiss any citations given since March 23rd, and residential parking limitations have been lifted as well. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Mine's due in June, and I just want to avoid the written test. That's all. Testing gets faster than ever. KSL's top national stories this hour. Let's go to Sean Michael Lyle. He's live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, President Trump showed off a new rapid coronavirus test from Abbott Laboratories yesterday, providing results in as little as 5 minutes.
They will begin delivering 50,000 tests each day. starting this week.
The swab test works with a virus reader already in common use for the flu in most clinics. It was a bad day Monday in the U.S. More than 500 deaths from COVID-19. The toll surpassed 3,100. But Health Secretary Alex Azar says more than a million Americans have now been tested.
We're now testing nearly 100,000 samples a day.
Three quarters of the U.S. population now under stay-at-home orders. Half the COVID-19 cases in the U.S. are in New York, and Mayor Bill de Blasio says the outbreak there continues escalating.
The number of beds we had at the beginning of March have to triple by May.
38,000 cases now confirmed in the city. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And the American Medical Association is chastising doctors for scooping up supplies of chloroquine and related drugs for their own use, believing it can protect them from catching coronavirus. There is inconclusive evidence suggesting it does, but there are now shortages of those drugs for patients suffering lupus and rheumatoid arthritis. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Shawn Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. Pretty cloudy for most of the Wasatch Front today, and there is a chance of showers, especially the further north you are. Temperatures, however, should be in the lower 60s.
Right now, it does look like we're in for more showers. In fact, a slim chance of showers on Saturday. More for Sunday and Monday as it cools down. So weekend's coming. We'll warm up a little bit, but at the same time, we've got more wet weather moving in.
Grant says Thursday looks to be the coldest day in the next seven, with temperatures dropping into the mid-40s.